Just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
You've always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thanks to you for your continued support, and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive, and just keep doing what you're doing because we need you now more than ever.
Welcome to the Netball Show with Mizuno. This week, going to be taking a look back at round about this time last year as the Fast Five tournament took place at the Copper Box.
Mel, unlucky today, but you must be proud of every single one of your players.
Yeah, I am. And actually, you know, that was fantastic by Loughborough. It's 61 points. I think that's the most points anyone's scored all day. We had no answer for that. I mean, Joe Harton was unreal today. Yeah, we still scored 35, didn't we? I mean, that's still quite a lot of points. So they were brilliant. Shooting was insane, and we did our very best to try and stop her, but it was tough.
You look at people in the All-Stars, and when it was named, your heart, that must have been...
Yeah, of course. I mean, we decided not to go with All-Stars because we feel like we've got our very own anyway. So, you know, we've got Rach, Jade and Hannah, and we also didn't want to make a team selection, so we've already had to not put people in today from our squad. So that was a decision we made to play 10. And I'm really glad we did, because you know what? We haven't even done anything yet. We have two training sessions that week. We're having a week off, and then we're going to go for it. So, you know, today is just the beginning, and it doesn't mean anything, win or lose, you know, and that's the thing you've got to get some perspective about at this stage of the season. It's not going to help us in a 60-minute game anyway, so...
It worked all right last season, not naming any All-Stars, and there were periods in throughout the afternoon that things just seemed to click. I mean,
Rachel
the ball on the edge.
And yeah, absolutely, and you've got to think of the finances. You know, you've got to pay for an All-Star, so arguably we've probably just about got the same amount of money out of this as Loughborough, because, you know, we didn't do that. So, you know, the aim was to come here and have a really good day. We know... that it doesn't mean anything in terms of 60 minutes netball. We put on a good show in that final, but we were outplayed, and it's as simple as that. We knew they were going to be tough. I said before the day even started, we're going to get Loughborough in the final. I could just feel that we were the best two teams here today, and we lost them twice. We didn't lose them once, so they were outstanding today, and I'm sure they're delighted, but it was the right result.
Joe Harton was back in the purple dress for Loughborough Lightning, and she scored a whopping 61 points in a 12-minute game and deservedly got MVP by helping Lightning lift the Fast Five All-Star Trophy. Afterwards, she spoke to Sky's Hannah Wilkes.
That was so much fun. Like, I don't ever play with a smile on my face, but this group of girls have been electric this whole day, and the crowd have been electric, and yeah, what a great atmosphere.
It's only Loughborough that you said that you'd ever come back for. I think after the performance today, there's a chance that Sarah Bayman's going to be doing her level best to get you back over here playing in the Super League. Could you be tempted?
I'm not sure I'm allowed. Like, I don't like Sarah shouting at me. Usually it's the other way around, but she's led this team beautifully. So I'd love to play for her again if they'll have me. It's been an absolute pleasure to pull on the purple again.
This tournament is very much built for your strengths. What's it been like being on court with these girls? Because it's got to be said, as much as you've been fantastic in the shooting end, the defence as well from Loughborough has been phenomenal.
Yeah, I feel I'm 30 years old now, and I feel so rejuvenated. We've got young kids, 18, 19, running around, working their backsides off to get us the ball. And yeah, it's been an absolute team effort, and privilege to pull on the Loughborough purple again.
Claire Maxwell from Sirens also took part of that Lightning side that took the win. And she's been telling us how much she enjoyed the experience.
I had an absolute blast playing for Loughborough Lightning in the Fast Fives. It was a really good experience. Going along to that competition, finally broke my curse of not being able to win a game at Fast Fives before. To win four in a row and take the title was just a great experience. And the group of girls I was playing with were really, really good fun. I really enjoyed the training under Sarah. And it was just great to... you know, be part of such a special event. The crowd was amazing, the atmosphere from start to finish made it a really great day out.
What was it like being on loan to Lightning Camp for the last couple of weeks?
For me, I was just grateful more than anything to be given the opportunity to play for Lightning. Sarah got in touch with me and asked if I'd be able to do it, and we worked together to make sure I could hit a couple of training sessions before the competition. So just really grateful, and you know, they've got a great setup and a great group of girls who work extremely hard to try and get the kind of shared outcome of obviously getting the wins on the board as well. And you know, it was great to play alongside the likes of Joe Harton, who's one of the best shooters in the world, and I think she really showed that on the day with all her five-pointers, especially in the crunch moments during power plays.
And Claire Maxwell's been bringing us up to date with what's going on in the Sirens camp at the minute.
For Sirens, we're moving into a really exciting three-beat block. We've got Vicky Wilson over, so we're really looking forward to gaining as much kind of little pointers that we can from her. She's worked with numerous high-profile athletes from across the world, so it's a great opportunity. We're really honoured to have her within our environment, and we look forward to seeing if she can take her game to the next level, especially in our attacking end.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game.
I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements.
After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom. That's why I love the Wave Stealth.
That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
This is the Netball Show with Mizuno, one of the most impressive players on court at the weekend, and easily one of our players of the day was Dragons' Lucy Herdman. The Netball Show spoke to her about how she's been dealing with the Twitter love and how important she feels her Nets career has been to date.
Lucy, first of all, we don't know who on earth that Joe Harton was, but you were definitely our podcast player of the tournament. What was it like being part of the event?
Oh, thanks, Andy. Yeah, it was just surreal is probably the word. It was amazing. The atmosphere of just the event itself, it was so good to just from the warm-up to the walk-ons, to getting on court, and then obviously helps when you're knocking back those five-pointers and you've got that crowd behind you. Yeah, it was just an amazing atmosphere and an amazing event to be part of.
To you, though, those five-pointers would have come, dare I say, quite easily because of your Nets involvement in the past?
Yeah, I think with my Nets it definitely helps, not just the shooting but the movements. So obviously traditional seven-a-side netball shooters, you're trying to get that ball under the post, and I suppose for me with Nets I've got that experience of actually I don't always want to go under the post. It's more about the movement and then to get around to that circle edge. I think definitely the 3 points for me, that is my shooting range, because Nets, the semicircle is slightly a bit smaller, so it's that edge of that 3 point is my range. So yeah, had to put a bit of work into the 5 pointers, but I suppose it did come naturally, like you say, more so than for others, especially with that Nets background and the help, especially this year being the World Cup, the World Championships for Nets, and having that practice in the summer. Yeah, that definitely I think played a part and helped me out.
Do you think that experience that you had as well helped the rest of the team? You were maybe able to help them with bits of advice?
Yeah, I think to a certain degree. I think I've never played Fast Five, so I was still learning as well in the training leading up. But like you say, the experience of Nets, it helped me, whereas some girls who, say, haven't played it before, some had, but then just that bit of, actually, maybe I'll think of something a bit differently, a bit outside the box from a Nets point of view, definitely helped, I think, with the attacking unit especially. Yeah.
I've spoken to Frankie in the past, and she said that if there was maybe an option just to play Nets or the more seven-a-side version of the game, she would maybe play Nets. Is that something you would look to do, or do you rate the pair of them in almost equal amounts?
That's tricky. I've actually had that question quite a lot, just in general, you know, with teammates and so. For me, I have a lot of pros and cons for both, so I'd probably rate them equal. I love Nets, especially for the long bomb. It's fast, it's furious. I love it. It's kind of a bit like Fast Five in that sense. But then I've grown up with traditional seven-a-side netball, and I do love that as well, so I find that really hard. Like, I'm just really grateful that I get to play both variations, because for me, there's a lot of pros to each side.
It was nice that Knights were there as well, and you would have known half the squad.
Yeah, that was lovely. So leading up to the events, I think Knights had friendlies against pretty much every team they could, which was great for them, and also great for the other teams to get the opportunity to play against them. But so it was quite nice to play against them in training, and those familiar faces, and just, it was nice to have a general catch up and then having them there supporting on the sideline, and then being able to watch those guys play on the sideline as me on the sideline on Saturday. It was lovely, and I think it was great publicity for the boys, and yeah, definitely good to sort of share it with them.
It's great that they've had that second year as well. They'll probably showcase that event as well, so always looking forward to games like that in front of that kind of crowd.
Yeah, and I think, yeah, it gives them the publicity they sort of they need to get noticed and that they deserve, because they've come a long way since they've started. I mean, they've now got the three teams, and it's just really good to see.
How have things been going with Dragons since you moved there?
Yeah, it was great. Like, last season was, oh, it was just so grateful for the opportunity to be able to show my face and like get into Super League, get that sort of first season under my belt. And the opportunities then of the court time I was given, when I was given, I felt like I went on, and I did myself proud in a sense, and then sort of proved a point that actually, yeah, I can compete at this level. And then the build up to Fast Five with the girls, it was amazing. So just the vibe, so a lot of new girls coming in, and the vibe, it just felt amazing, and just bonded really well over a short period of time, I'd say.
It's fair to say that maybe Dragons surprised more than their fair share of people at the weekend. Is that almost there now? Is there still plenty to come ahead of February?
I think, in a way, yeah, we did surprise a lot of people. I think we knew ourselves in the training build-up to Fast Five. We knew what we were capable of, and it was just about sort of tying things together and making it come together on the day, which we managed to do. The shots fell and the defensive pressure. And I just think that, yeah, we knew what we were capable of, and there's definitely been able to show that now, and people are aware, and I think, yeah, it'll be really exciting.
How many times have you played back that clip where Serena's fangirling over you?
So to start with, I thought, no, I'm not going to replay it. I've watched it once, but that's it. But I have to say, I've watched that back a lot. It's just an incredible feeling to know that someone that you've like rated and grown up watching and thinking, oh my gosh, she's amazing, and actually, I'll say it, fangirling myself, like, to know that then she's fangirled me, it just said that on Sky Sports. It was just incredible. I couldn't believe it, to be honest.
Have you got it as your ringtone yet? Do you want me to send you it?
Oh yeah, that'd be great. I think I might do that.
And I just thought, everybody's been saying, oh, Joe Harton MVP, Joe Harton is, but having seen a lot of the comments about you on Twitter and on Facebook, what's that like for you?
Oh, it's just incredible. I mean, I was just so buzzing to get the opportunity to play Fast Five and just, you know, go as a normal tournament, and then none of this, I'm not used to this to happen. So then for this on top, it was just such a bonus. And the fact that, yeah, everyone tweeting me and messaging me saying, oh, you should be MVP, you're my MVP. It was just incredible. Like I say, I was just grateful to play. And yeah, again, surreal. That's probably the best word to use.
Really hope you enjoyed looking back with us to last year's Fast Five tournament. All of us here hope that it returns for 2021. Thanks as always for your support. Send us a DM. We're at The Netball Show on Twitter and online at thenetballshow.co.uk.
Just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
Yous have always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland, and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thanks to you for your continued support, and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive, and just keep doing what you're doing, because we need you now more than ever.